Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Well, a lot of people link their happiness to a weight number on the scale. And I'm like, dude, no, there's so much in the middle. And that's why it's so important to have guests on like you to help people connect the pieces to opening up to your spiritual side, be awakened, how to get unstuck. What's up, everyone? If you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, everyone. I'm Melissa Vogel, your host. And man, are you in for a treat today? I probably say that every single episode, but you really are with today's guest. If you're new to this show and this is your first episode that you're listening to, welcome. I always like to welcome my new listeners. Make sure you go back, though, and listen to all of the Bomb Mom Podcast episodes. They are so good, and they are going to give you a better understanding of who I am, where I've come from, how the show has evolved, and really how to live your best life ever. So make sure you go back and listen. And if you are a loyal listener and you're returning, welcome back, you guys. Today will not disappoint. Before we dive into anything else, I have to share with you guys that I'm so excited right now because Busy to Bomb Fit Mom 2.0 is officially opened. I haven't talked about this much. I don't talk about much what's going on in my life other than like what I share throughout each episode, but I have just been working nonstop, like literally nonstop. It's probably been like a good 6 months. The last 2 months have just been insane. And we rebranded, reorganized, redesigned everything with Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. And if you don't know what Busy to Bomb Fit Mom is, it's my training program. I used to only do in-person personal training. You could come to me to my gym and I'd train you. I'd work at other gyms. I taught classes. And then I moved online. If you guys go to Melissa Vogel Fitness, you'll see that there are some workout programs there that you can get, which they're phenomenal. We got Focused and Fit, Torched and Toned, Ripped and Ready. I'm not going to dive into those, but you can go to my website and check them out because they're really good workout programs. And then I realized, you know, people need more. And I had all this experience and all this training of transforming myself after each baby and everything that I did and how I grew. That's basically what Busy to Bomb Fit Mom became. I took my last 6 years of my life and was like, okay, how did I go from just being, you know, looking good for having three kids or whatever to, no, I'm pretty ripped. I'm pretty cut up and I'm extremely healthy. What did I do? And that's how Busy to Bomb Fit Mom was born. This program did amazing. And then COVID hit. And we all know what happens when COVID hit. And we ended up shutting the program down. Now, we didn't shut the program down in the sense that it was just gone. We just closed the doors and didn't let new people in, which was fine. And I'm like, enough is enough. It's time to redo everything, give everyone everything that I have to offer. And we redid the entire program, the onboarding process, everything. And now it's open. It may have almost killed me, but now it's open. And I just want to share that with all of you. Make sure you go to www.busy2bombfitmom.com. Yeah, it's got a ring to it. Check out more information. If you want to talk with me personally, you can. We'll chat for about 15 minutes. You can book a call with me. And I do this because I want to make sure that it's right fit for you. Not waste your money, waste your time, waste your energy, none of that. I want to make sure that this is a fit for you and that you're a fit for the program. So I share this not to be like, oh my God, Melissa's plugging her program and like she's totally giving us an advertisement. No. This plugs into and ties into our episode today because we have Donna Bond on. And Donna Bond is a spiritual advisor. She's a business and life coach, and she's the author of Original Wisdom, Harness the Power of the Authentic You. And she works with individuals and transforming their conscious mind. She's phenomenal. We talk about in this episode about how going next level with your health, your fitness, your life, everything, and getting unfreaking stuck is so much more than just doing squats at the gym and following a meal plan or reading a really good book or like, oh my God, that book was awesome. And then you forget everything you learned and you put it on your shelf. And Donna just supports and backs up everything that I have been trying to teach and program into all of you throughout this podcast. And that is if you want results that are going to stick, like if you are seriously just sick and tired of starting and stopping. Yeah, I get going on this fitness program. I do really good and I lose 30 pounds. But then like before you know it, within 4 to 5 months, you've gained it back and then probably another 5 to 10 pounds. And if you really want to get off this roller coaster, you have to have a vision of where you're going. You have to change your mindset. You have to create the person you want to become. You have to train the right way. You guys, working out is not just going to the gym and getting on the elliptical and then taking a lap around and doing 4 or 5 machines. That's not what's going to get you ripped. And it's also not laying down on the ground and throwing your head around and just doing 50 sit-ups or crunches or whatever you think is a crunch. And it's not about just eating chicken and asparagus for the next 6 weeks and trying to lose weight. Those are all band-aids. And I do not live a band-aid life anymore. I don't coach with a band-aid lifestyle. I don't promote anyone doing short-term. So Busy to Bomb Fit Mom 2.0 is like building your car before you enter the race. You're literally going to get completely trained on your vision, your mindset, your nutrition, how to eat to be fit, how to eat to be lean, and your workouts and your exercises, how to exactly lift, train, what to do, and that's all provided. You build this car, then we let you join the race. And Donna is phenomenal because she is showing us how to get unstuck, how to transform problems into possibilities. And she does this through her book, through her work. You have to check her out and you must read her book because this will help you understand the power of your mind and expanding it. Donna just assists clients all across the globe to evolved new heights and meaningful success and personal fulfillment and spiritual aliveness and using the principles and practice of spiritual psychology. And we start off and you guys get to hear her own personal story and journey of where she has come from and how she literally transformed her life and had a divine intervention at age 45. She's just incredible and we are so blessed to have her on the show. So before the show is over, please rate and review. Just hit those 5 stars, write an awesome review. It takes 2 seconds and hit send. It means the world to me and it helps this podcast a lot. Without any further ado, here is our guest, Donna Bond. Hey everyone, welcome to our amazing episode today on the Bond Mom Podcast. And we have Donna Bond with us. Donna, welcome to the show.
Hi, Melissa. So glad to be here.
I am just so excited for you to be on this amazing podcast and be on this journey with us. We were talking before the show started, you guys, and I was telling her how everything that we do in the health and wellness world right now, what's thrown at us is workout, eat right. You're overweight, well, then you just need to eat less. Oh, you don't like this? We'll just train harder. And that is so not true when it comes to living your best life ever. Is that not right, Donna?
No, I couldn't agree more. You know, I have to tell you, honestly, when I went to your website and was learning about you and all that you do, I felt intimidated. I was like, oh my God, I hit middle age. I have this, you know, tire around my waist. And it was a moment to judge myself. But I teach people about not doing that for themselves, right? So it was just a moment of giving myself some pause and tuning inside and reminding myself that I'm doing the best that I can.
Yeah. I love that you're admitting that too, because it just makes you more real to all of us.
Right.
You up on this pedestal right now. So it makes you more real to us. But, you know, that's something that I deal with all the time, especially being in a gym, and I'll be like deadlifting, you know, this much. And I look over and I'm like, oh my God, I thought I was doing so good. And then I compare myself to the person next to me. And we coach women to not do that. You know, I always say comparison's the root of all evil.
Without question.
I think the saying is jealousy is the root of all evil, but I'm like, same thing, right?
Yeah.
So you are a spiritual advisor, business and life coach, and author. Girl, what don't you do?
Well, it was quite a journey getting here. I was in the corporate world for 28 years. My father died when I was 22, and he was a workaholic. And I sort of put my head down and put my high heels on and started climbing that ladder and just kept going and going and going. And I got, you know, to the top. And I looked around and I was like, gosh, all this is not all that. On the surface, it looked like I had it all, but deep down inside, I was really empty and really unhappy. And on the advice of a psychic, I enrolled myself in a master's program in spiritual psychology with the University of Santa Monica. That was a transformational journey that changed my entire life, all of it, from the inside out. And that is sort of how I got here. Yeah, I've done a lot. I keep saying yes to taking the next step.
Oh, I love that, because so many of us say, no, I'm okay. I'm happy and content where I'm at.
Yeah, I know. I know that well.
Yeah. Did you say you did this off of the advice of a psychic?
I did say that. Yes.
That is crazy. Okay. So were you regularly visiting a psychic? Were you just out and were like, oh my God, let's go to one?
I have been a spiritual seeker since I was 12 years old.
And oh,
I have seen a lot of psychics over the years. There was something about this experience. The woman literally said to me, she's like, because I was so miserable and I went literally crying, like, I've got to find my purpose, right? Like, who am I? What am I doing in this world? And she said to me, Donna, they're spelling it out for me, spiritual psychology. And I was like, what the F is spiritual psychology? Literally, that was my response to that. Of course, I went home and consulted the real oracle, as I like to say, Googled spiritual psychology, and I found three universities that taught a program in this. And, you know, it's so funny when I look back on it now and I see all of the resistance that my ego had thrown up, you know, not the least of which was the fact that I was working a 60-hour week job at the Ritz-Carlton, like full court press, you know, it was no joke. It was a big job. I was overcommitted. I was not physically well at all. I was really, really declining emotionally and mentally. I was not in a good place. So the fact that I agreed to go into this program where I'm now going to be going to school to get a master's, it was like, what? Like, have you lost your mind?
Yeah. You're
completely, you know, off the deep end. Yeah, it was the single biggest, most transformative yes that I have said to myself and my mom, next to my husband. But yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, and I love that, again, you're making it your real person. You had what we call a real job, you know, in corporate America. You were doing the thing that we're all taught to do, right? Like, go to school, get the degree, get the piece of paper, and then go to work. Yeah. And then let someone else tell you when you get time off and vacation and how much you're going to be paid. And it's fine that you're miserable. This is what you're supposed to do. And you had the
guts to leave that. So I love that you're sharing this part of your journey and your story, because it makes you real. You get it, you know, you get that type of hustle and grind. And now you can compare it to the beautiful life that you live now.
Well, it was one step at a time, right? As you know, it's one step at a time. And in my book, Original Wisdom, I go into great detail about epiphany I had and really what I would call divine intervention that gave me such clarity around actually leaving my job. Because the truth is, I had been unhappy probably for a decade. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a long time.
It is. Right?
To be sitting in that stuckness, to be sitting in that discomfort. When our heart and our head are out of alignment like that, a lot of other things break down, whether we're willing to admit that or not, whether yeah. we're willing to recognize that or not. You know, I, in all levels of my consciousness, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, I was out of balance. I was unhappy, you know, through and through my entire being.
Freaking love that you're saying that, because I want people that are listening to this that are sitting there going, yeah, me too. I'm unhappy. I know my head and my heart aren't aligned right now, that they know that there's a way out and to make change. And it's not just by getting on the treadmill more and eating salads. Well, a lot of people link their happiness to a weight number on the scale. And I'm like, dude, no, there's so much in the middle. And that's why it's so important to have guests on like you to help people connect the pieces to opening up to your spiritual side, be awakened, how to get unstuck. Let's talk about your original wisdom. It's the name of your book.
Yes.
I love the name, Original Wisdom. That's cool. That's a really cool name. Okay. How do we get in touch with this? What exactly is original wisdom?
So original wisdom is the inherent intelligence in all beings that is rooted in unconditional love. And, you know, most of us, myself for sure, I have grown up believing that my intellectual intelligence is like the end all be all. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've got to have the right answer, and I've got to be the smartest person in the room, and I've got to like know it all. And the truth is, there's more to our beingness than just our intellectual intelligence, right? We have emotional intelligence, which this has been gaining a lot more exposure, like in the corporate arena, and, you know, people are writing books on emotional intelligence. So there's a whole body that we have, right? We have this emotional body, mm-hmm. and there is an intelligence to that. There's also an intelligence to our physical body, as you know very well, right? Our physical body is giving us information all the time, whether we choose to pay attention to that information or ignore that information, right? Is two other things. And then we have a spiritual intelligence. And our spiritual intelligence is really about being more of our true, authentic self, our true, authentic nature. Let me add just a little bit of context here for this. Our ego and our personality are our learned self. This is the part of us that was taught by our parents, our teachers, our governments, our religions, our cultures, our society. This is the part of us that it's almost, you can think of it like a computer, right? Like it's a computer program. And all of the belief systems that we have, all of the thoughts that we have get logged in this computer. And we essentially run our life according to the programs that are running in that database. But there's this whole other aspect of our being, right? Which we can think of as our higher self or our soul, if you want to look at it that way, right? This is what I call our original wisdom. And every single person has this aspect to themselves. And this part of us is the energetic part of us. And energy, as Einstein taught us, not be created or destroyed. Energy just reinvents itself in different expressions. So this, the energy of our soul has expressed itself as you, as me, as all the people that we see walking around on the planet. We are all individualized expressions of this energy. And I like to think about like our ego and our personality as our soul's avatar.
I like that. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So it's like, we think that we're a body and that we have a soul, but I really want to invite people into the idea that our soul, our energetic system is really the larger part of who we are. And our soul is a more narrowly focused projection of the energy of all that is, right? So you imagine all the energy in the universe, and our soul is like a more condensed version of all of that energy. And then our person, our bodies, this spark of life that is walking around as you and walking around as me and walking around as everyone, is a even more condensed version of that energy.
Why do you think people lose or aren't in touch so much with this higher self, with their soul, you know, who they truly are? Why is this so lost?
Oh, boy, such a big question.
You're like, that was huge, Melissa.
It's such a big question, Melissa. I think we are creatures of habit by nature. And this is not something that we're taught about in school, right? I turned 45 to go to school to learn about this. But because this is not something that is in the forefront of our minds, we fall into what I call like the hypnotic trance of our programmed mind. And we live out the programs that we have running in our intellectual intelligence, right? In this area where all these programs and all these belief systems are. And oftentimes we let that part of ourself drive the car. Like that part of ourself is ruling our life. And unfortunately, that part of ourself is motivated by safety, security, comfort, and control. And so anytime any of those things are threatened in any way, the fear flag goes up, right? Yeah. And it stops us. And this is why people get stuck. This is why people, you know, it appears like everything looks good on the surface, but then deep down, they feel this emptiness. They feel this discontent or a void that they can't quite put their finger on. And because we're so over-identified with the physical world, we buy into the misunderstanding that what we're looking for is out there in the physical world, right? So then we start setting up destinations to go after. And those destinations can be relationships. They can be a fit body. They can be, you know, a car or a house or a job or money in the bank account. All of those things are outside of ourselves. My coach, Dr. Robert Holden, he has this amazing quote. He says, if something in your life is missing, it's probably you. And I love that because what I have discovered on my own journey is I really am searching for this higher part of myself. Mm-hmm. You know, it is this higher self part of me that is filled with such wisdom and knowing and guidance for my life. And in order for me to connect to that and to receive that information, I got to slow down. I got to tune in. I got to go inward, not outward. We're getting deep, Melissa. We're getting deep.
We are. But like, this completely makes sense to me. And hopefully a lot of the listeners that have been following me for a while, because I always bring everything back to like health and wellness and stuff. And you are breaking this down so perfectly, because when you talk about how people fall into that like hypnotic trance and, you know, that's where like they get stuck and we're just like in the norm. And people think on the outside, you know, that it's like, oh, well, it's just because I'm stressed and, you know, I have a bad diet and I'm not doing this. And they have no idea that they're not connected to their true self. They don't realize that how much their spirituality is connected to this, and they don't slow down. They don't take the time to get in tune. And part of my program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, this is so perfect. I love that you're telling us this just in a different way. And you never know how people are going to hear things and be like, oh my God, Melissa's been saying this whole time, but she had this Donna Bond on and she said it perfectly. And then it just like, boom, it just like clicked in my head. But I make people go on this path of like creating their vision of who they want to become. And then I make them dive into and learn about their nutrition and what works for them, what doesn't, not just here's a meal plan, you know, and then we get into the mindset.
Yeah.
Your affirmations. What do you think about yourself up here? And then we get to the workouts.
Yes.
So I love that you're saying that you have to go inward. You have to get in tune. You have to slow down. And that's what you realized you had to do too. But I'm like, oh my God, Donna, this totally makes sense to me. It's all the same.
I hear you. My professors, Drs. Ron and Mary Holnick at the University of Santa Monica, they always say growth is a process, not an event. Yes. You know, and in our society, we always want that quick fix. And here's the truth, right? It is a process. And I love the way that you're guiding your clients to put the framework in place. Yeah. Before they hit the ground, right? Because that is creating a level of support for themselves. And it's that level of support that is going to be able to carry you through with any level of sustainability. Otherwise, you're up.
Yeah, it's true. And I've got to believe it's the same with you. Like people like on the surface just probably want to read your book and that's it. Or they want to just listen to a podcast and that's it. Where there's layers to that onion that you got to peel back and keep going.
There are.
I deal with the same thing. People are like, just give me the workout. Tell me how to squat and do lunges and I'll be fine. And I'm like, So let's talk about the four ways to get unstuck. Well, now we're talking about the people that are like stuck. We're here. We're like, they're probably listening to this going, yeah, that's the life I live right now. I haven't really gone deep. I'm kind of shallow. How can this Donna Bond help me go to the next level? Like, how do we get unstuck, transform our problems into possibilities?
Tell us, Donna. Okay, first step is to recognize that you are stuck, right? And sometimes we don't even want to recognize this. And it goes back to what you were just saying, Melissa, about, you know, we fall into this hypnotic trance and we get stuck there and we think it's something else. We think it's stress or we think, whatever, we're too busy. Life is always seeking to express itself through us. And life always wants us to be a bigger, grander, greater, more expansive expression of ourselves, right? Life, if you think about perpetual evolution mm-hmm. of the universe, right? Things are always moving, growing, changing, evolving, expressing, expanding. They're always moving onward. We are no different. We are no different. And what happens is, oh yeah, we're comfortable in that comfort zone. We love being in there because we know what's going on. Yeah. No one's going to make a wrong move. We know it's familiar territory. We are in there and it feels safe. Yep. It feels secure. It feels comfortable. These are all the things our ego loves, right? That safety, security, comfort, control. I can be in control in my comfort zone because I know what's going on in here. Mm-hmm. This was what was happening to me when I was in this 10-year period of being so unhappy deep down, but it was hard to recognize that because on the surface, everything looked great. I had this great job. I have an amazing husband. I live in a beautiful home in a perfect part of the country, right? Like it all looks perfect on the surface, but when you go under the surface a little bit, then you have a whole different story. The first step is like getting honest with yourself and really recognizing, hey, I am stuck and life is calling me to something more. And I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. But most of the time we don't want to look. We don't want to really look because that would require us to get honest with ourselves. And if we get honest with ourselves, sometimes we tip over the apple cart, right? And I like certainly tipped over the apple cart in my life because I walked away from a really big, fat, secure job. And so my husband was like, yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Right? Well, I can only imagine what people must have thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like my coworkers, the people that I was working with, I mean, I walked away from some big bonus money. Like I walked away from prestige and success and notoriety and status. People had some things to say about it for sure. So what is the second step, right? So once I recognize that I'm there and I recognize that life is calling me to something else, the next thing I need is just a little bit of willingness. Just a little bit of willingness. Willingness to step out of my comfort zone. Willingness to maybe do something I've never done before. Willingness to be uncomfortable. Willingness to experience something that is unfamiliar. Because that's really like what our comfort zone is just familiarity.
Yeah.
And when we go out of the comfort zone, it's unfamiliar. We don't like that, right? Because then we don't feel safe. But the truth is, most of the time, because we live in the free world, there's not really danger outside of the comfort zone. It's just unfamiliar.
Yeah. And I love that you're using the word willingness because it makes it seem just so much more gentle. Like, are you willing? Yeah, I'm willing. I'm willing. Okay.
I love that you called that out, Melissa. And I'm going to like go down a little bit of a rabbit hole here.
Oh, do it. I'll go with you.
Being gentle with ourselves. Wow. You know, it took me my entire master's program come to terms with that and to recognize that being gentle with myself is such a better way to get myself on board with new things. And I came from the school of hard knocks, right? Like you got to push and force and drive and go and kill yourself. Well, I saw my dad do that, right? He really did kill himself. And through cancer when he was just 44 years old.
Oh man.
So I had like the example in my life of somebody who lived that way and like it didn't really work out for him over the long haul, you know? So I just love your awareness around this idea of being gentle because man, does that work?
It does. And if you're just willing to do something and try, it's so much better than saying, no, you have to do it. Just jump in and do it. You'll be fine. You know, I have to share it like right now in my life, I do martial arts and stuff too. And I have to share this little story of my transition and just being willing. I do Taekwondo and I'm a second degree. I'm working on my third degree black belt. And I got introduced to switching over to jiu-jitsu, which is a whole different martial arts. Scares the crap out of me. Ooh. I'm not comfortable. It's all on the ground. I can stand and fight pretty good, not comfortable on the ground. And I've realized that if I want to grow and have, you know, multiple trainings under my belt, like I need to leave my comfort zone. Maybe now is the time. And I kind of used this in my self-talk when I was going to my first class. And I was just like, just be willing to go into that door. Just be willing to step onto that mat. Be willing to get your ass kicked for the next hour. It's okay. You'll recover. But, and I just remember telling myself just, it's okay. Just try it, be open to it. And I love it. And I would have never discovered that I loved it if I hadn't, you know, recognized where I was at and that I wasn't really moving where I wanted to go. And then I wasn't, second, if I wasn't willing to just try it. just move forward. So that's my little experience with, I'm really comfortable and I don't want to leave, but it could be amazing on the other side.
Yes. So I love what you're saying too, because that like kind of talks about the next step here. Next step is facing your fear and transforming that fear into courage. And that's what you did. And, you know, this isn't really something that we have to do, because if we're willing to face our fear, it gets done for us. Because I think there's like this magic elixir that happens when we make a leap, right? When you take a leap of faith, like there's no net and you just launched yourself off of it, you're going into the fear. It's like when you're in the air, right there, magic happens. Like courage is born right there in that magic space. And when that courage is born, inner transformation takes place, because then you suddenly begin to realize that you're stronger than you ever gave yourself credit for. Mm-hmm. You are more resilient than what you knew or thought. And all of these gifts that have laid dormant inside of you then begin to show up. And they begin to come forward and they begin to just naturally rise up within you. And this, I believe, is like where you're letting more of your original wisdom through. Mm-hmm. You know, our original wisdom wants this expansion from each of us. And when we're all tucked away in our little comfort zones, you know, on the conveyor belt of repetition,
yeah,
that ain't happening, you know? So courage is really the next piece of this. It's facing our fear and watching that be transformed into courage as we face it.
Yeah. And hand in hand, right?
Yes, hand in hand. But this becomes, you know, something that we have to like keep doing. We keep putting ourselves out there. We keep being willing. Mm-hmm. And with every step that we take out of our comfort zone, we are facing our fear and then transforming that into courage.
And that courage is, it's like the golden elixir. It's like,
it is.
Because that's where you discover and find everything, like you said, like truly about yourself. And I wish every single person listening to this, you know, would take that next step and find this courage, because it's so amazing. But people like to stay where they're at.
They do.
But the more they listen, and that's why we have this podcast, that's why we have you on, to just keep pushing people. And like, maybe this is their breaking point. Maybe they're like, you know what? This is the fourth time this month that I've heard something about this topic.
Ooh, love this. Yeah.
Donna did it for me. That's it. I'm taking the plunge. Okay. I'm dying to know what number four is.
So number four is commitment, right? Because what happens is we move ourselves out of the comfort zone. We move ourselves through the fear zone. Mm-hmm. Then we get into the growth zone, right? So you come through fear and you're in the growth zone. And in the growth zone, you know, we fall down, we scrape our knees, we get back up, we learn.
Yeah.
There's learning, there's growing, there's all sorts of new things happen in that growth zone. But we have to be willing to like fall down and get back up again, fall down and get back up again. But there's the commitment, right? And the commitment, the more we stay with that commitment, the next thing we know, we've developed a little bit of mastery. And now we're experiencing success, right? It's like, hey, I'm in here. I'm doing this thing. Like, it's happening, right? But then here's what happens. The whole thing starts all over again, just like that. And in our linear thinking, right? In our left brain analytical minds, we always want everything to be linear. Mm-hmm. We want there to be a clear beginning and a clear end. That's not really how it works. I believe that all of our growth and expansion and evolution in life happens in the form of a spiral. And so it's like you're going around a spiral. And every time you make a lap around that spiral, you go up a little bit and you go out a little bit. You go up a little bit and you go out a little bit. And so with every lap of the spiral, you gain a different perspective, or you gain a higher level of awareness. You have a higher level of consciousness. And this higher level of awareness and consciousness, it naturally invites you to see the world from a different place. This also has a natural effect of learning and growing built into it every time we make another lap around that spiral.
I love the spiral example, because when you first said, guess what? It starts all over again. I was like, oh, she's right. It just goes. But you completely changed that when you said it's like a spiral, and how you go around, you grow, you expand, and then you get to see the world in a different place with every loop. Like, that just totally made me feel better and take like pressure off. I'm not even doing anything, but I'm like, it just helped. But you're right. When you take that lap and you make another loop and you go up and you expand and you see that world differently, my mind obviously goes to health and fitness. And I think that, you know, when people actually commit and when they make a loop and they gain that different perspective, like, now you get to see the world as this strong fit mom. If you were like, you know, morbidly obese before and super unhealthy, and it's like, you just did another lap and now you get to experience going to the beach or Disneyland, super strong and active and fit. Like, that's just where my mind goes. I always take it back to like health and wellness, but you're right, every time. And then even a year from now, when the woman or man grows even more and expands with their life and spirituality and health and fitness, it's like, now you get to experience the world from this perspective.
Yes. I just want to make a comment about health and wellness. And my master's degree is in spiritual psychology with an emphasis in consciousness, health, and healing. And the way that we look at our being is that we have four levels of our consciousness, right? We have our mental, our emotional, our physical, and our spiritual. And when we leave out any of those four components, we're missing something, right? So, you know, I love that you have me on your show, right? Like, I'm a spiritual coach and I'm going to talk to you about spirituality and energy and these things that might seem really intangible, but it's like, this is part of you, whether you recognize it or you don't.
Yeah.
It's still part of you. And most of us ignore this part of ourselves. But when we can begin to get in touch with that part of ourself, cultivate a relationship with that part of ourself, bring that part of ourself more fully into our day-to-day life, then we're like operating with all cylinders.
All cylinders firing. Most people, they go through life with like two cylinders firing and like a third broken one. They don't even know about the fourth.
Yes. So I just like, I had to throw that in there, right? Because when I think about overall health and well-being, it's like a well-rounded thing, you know, it includes all parts of our being.
Yeah, it truly does. And I refuse to be that trainer anymore of that's just like, no, work out every day and just eat your protein. Like, it's so much more than that to find true happiness and stay on the right path. You know, that commitment, number four, like you said, to have that commitment, you got to have one, two, and three.
Yeah.
You can't skip any or miss any.
Yeah.
So Donna, tell us, how can we find you? How can we work with you? What's your website? Where can we get your book? All the things.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, if you want to take a deeper dive into what we've just talked about, four ways to get unstuck, you can access my free class for your listeners. You can go to donnabond.com/podcasts. And there is a link there that will let you get access into the course. And there's actually opportunities for transformation in there, which are also something that I offer in my book, right? It's like, because I am a coach and a teacher and a guide, not only am I going to tell you about my story of how I left, you know, corporate land and found my way into the work that I do today, but I'm also going to coach you through how you can do this for yourself. And I offer these opportunities for transformation in my free class, How to Transform Problems into Possibilities.
Awesome. I love it. So it's donnabond.com is your main website too.
Yes.
Love it. Oh, Donna, I am so glad that we had you on the show today. You guys, make sure you check out her book, Original Wisdom, Harness the Power of the Authentic You. Oh my God, it's brilliant and you're brilliant. And we are so blessed to have you on here today. I hope we get to work together again soon.
Oh, me too, Melissa. And I love your energy. And this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really—
The pleasure was all ours. I think you really helped transform some of our listeners today. I really think they picked up on your message.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Stay safe. Stay healthy, everyone. Thank you.
If you are ready to become a bomb mom, join my free course over at www.melissavogelfitness.com/course. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.